Imagine a single choice that simultaneously protects your health, preserves the planet, and prevents animal suffering. This is veganism, a lifestyle that's evolved from fringe philosophy to mainstream movement embraced by millions worldwide. What Donald Watson coined as a term in 1944 has become a global phenomenon reshaping our food landscape. The plant-based revolution isn't about restriction. It's about aligning daily choices with deeply held values. Whether you're motivated by health concerns, environmental awareness, or ethical considerations, the vegan path offers remarkable benefits. As the global vegan food market approaches $31.4 billion, more people are discovering that plant-based living represents not just a diet, but a more compassionate way of engaging with our world. The science is clear. Well-planned vegan diets support optimal health at all life stages while offering significant disease prevention benefits, all while treading more lightly on our planet. Veganism evolved from vegetarianism when Donald Watson established the Vegan Society in London in 1944, creating a term for those who avoided all animal products. Dr. Frey Ellis's early research established the importance of B12 supplementation, lending medical credibility to the movement. Environmental consciousness in the 1970s and 80s accelerated adoption, with Francis Moore Lappe highlighting meat production's environmental impact and John Robbins exposing factory farming practices. Scientific research increasingly validated health benefits. Today, major health organizations endorse well-planned vegan diets as therapeutic. Studies show vegans have lower cholesterol, 135 to 165 milligrams per deciliter versus 177 to 205 milligrams per deciliter for non-vegetarians, reduced blood pressure, and lower hypertension rates. Vegetables protect against 16 cancer sites, while animal products increase cancer risk. The impact on diabetes is particularly striking. Vegetarians show 53 to 55% lower risk compared to non-vegetarians, reaching 76% reduction in those aged 50 to 69. What began as a fad diet is now recognized as a powerful tool against chronic disease. Where do you get your protein? This common question has a simple answer: whole plant foods. Most plants provide 10 to 40% of calories from protein, exceeding the recommended 10 to 15% of total calories. The average vegan easily meets the daily requirement of 0.8 grams per kilogram of body weight. Men typically consume 76 grams and women 57 grams daily. The notion of needing to complement plant proteins at each meal is outdated. Even Francis Moore Lappe, who popularized this idea, later admitted it was unnecessarily complex. The body pools amino acids from various foods consumed throughout the day. Since animals get their protein from plants, plants are the original source of all essential amino acids. For those new to plant proteins, smaller legumes like lentils or meat alternatives can be more digestible. When traveling, protein-rich snacks like soy nuts, sieves, and protein bars are convenient options. Most vegan diet challenges stem from not including enough concentrated protein sources, an issue easily resolved through education. While individual plant foods may not perfectly match human protein requirements, a varied daily diet based on the Vegan Food Guide provides all necessary amino acids for optimal health. While plant-based diets eliminate saturated fat from dairy and eggs, fat intake remains an important consideration. Two main approaches exist: very low fat, 10 to 15% of calories, and Mediterranean style higher fat, 25 to 35. Research by Dr. Dean Ornish showed low fat vegetarian diets can reverse atherosclerosis. However, the 7-country study revealed lowest mortality rates in Crete, where people followed a higher fat Mediterranean diet low in saturated fats. These approaches share core elements. Both emphasize vegetables, legumes, fruits, and whole grains while minimizing saturated and trans fats. The Mediterranean style simply includes more monounsaturated fats from olives, nuts, and seeds. Most experts recommend 20 to 30% of calories from fat, noting that fat sources matter more than total amount. Whole plant foods like nuts, seeds, avocados, and olives support health even at higher fat percentages. For optimal fatty acid balance, maintain an omega-6 to omega-3 ratio of 2 to 1 to 4 to 1 by limiting omega-6 oils, choosing monounsaturated fats, consuming omega-3-rich foods, flax seeds, hemp seeds, walnuts, and considering microalgae supplements for EPA-DHA. Carbohydrates are the primary global energy source, with health organizations recommending diets of at least 55% carbohydrates. Populations consuming plant-based, high-carbohydrate diets show the lowest rates of obesity and chronic disease. The key is quality. Whole plant foods benefit health, while refined carbohydrates can harm. Fiber, which provides most of the protective effects of whole plant carbohydrates, helps prevent heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and obesity. Vegans typically consume 40 to 50 grams of fiber daily, double the average American intake, and well above WHO recommendations of 27 to 40 grams. Vegans can meet mineral needs by eating whole plant foods per the Vegan Food Guide, ensuring adequate calories and including fortified foods with calcium, zinc, iron, and iodine. Pre-agricultural human diets, though dairy-free, contained 1,500 to 1,300 milligrams of calcium daily from plants rarely eaten today. For bone health, consume 6 to 8 servings of calcium-rich foods daily, spread throughout the day. Include calcium-rich greens, calcium-set tofu, fortified plant milks, and other sources like figs, almonds, and tahini. Iron absorption from plants increases significantly with vitamin C. 75 milligrams can quadruple iron absorption per meal. Vegans' higher vitamin C intake helps them better utilize plant-based iron sources. Vegan diets are rich in most vitamins, though B12 and D require special attention. B12, essential for DNA synthesis and nerve health, must come from supplements or fortified foods like nutritional yeast, meat substitutes, or plant milks. Adults need just 2.4 micrograms daily. Vitamin D is crucial for calcium absorption, and due to variable sunlight exposure, supplementation is often necessary. Plants contain thousands of protective phytochemicals that benefit both plants and humans. Cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cabbage, kale, offer anti-cancer properties, while allium vegetables, garlic, onions, support cardiovascular health. Berries contain anthocyanins that fight inflammation and protect against LDL oxidation. Legumes provide beneficial isoflavones, while nuts and seeds offer heart-healthy flavonoids. Flax seeds stand out for their exceptional lignin and alpha-linolenic acid content. The Vegan Food Guide offers practical eating advice by replacing animal foods with nutritionally equivalent plant options, focusing on essential nutrients like omega-3s, B12, and vitamin D. Studies of vegan pregnancies show positive outcomes, with normal birth weights and significantly lower preeclampsia rates, 0.1% versus 5-10% in general population. For infants, breast milk should be exclusive for 4 to 6 months and continue for at least a year, with B12 supplementation starting at week 2. Children's diets require careful planning for optimal development, emphasizing calorie density and key nutrients. Elite vegan athletes demonstrate the diet's capacity to support peak performance through proper nutrient balance, carbohydrates, 60 to 70% of calories, protein, 12 to 15%, and fat, below 30%. Aging requires adaptation to decreased caloric needs while maintaining or increasing specific nutrient intake through nutrient-dense foods. The vegan journey extends beyond diet to social dynamics. Success lies in practicing vegan diplomacy, upholding principles without judgment, and embodying reverence for life. This approach often proves more effective than argument, inspiring others through example rather than confrontation.